Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Thanks so much for tuning into Bravo Happy Hour. If you're new to the show, welcome. My name is Megan, and the show is basically e-news, but for all things Bravo related. New episodes are out every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to subscribe so that episodes just automatically download to your phone. And just a reminder that if you're loving the show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. It's super helpful for the show, makes me really happy, and also lets other Bravo lovers find out about the show. So win, win, win. So my guest backed out super last minute today, so I will be here doing a quick little mini episode for Monday. Thursday's episode already has an amazing guest, so just stay tuned for that. This episode is so big, I actually recorded it on Saturday, but things came out in the news since, so I'm actually just re-recording it from the start, which I'm glad because, I mean, you guys need the most up-to-date information. So let's jump right into the news. Vicki Gunvalson from The Real Housewives of OC finally has her love tank filled up to the brim. Vicki and long-term boyfriend Steve Lodge are finally engaged. The couple announced on Instagram via a very beautiful post that said, "I said yes!" You know, showing off her beautiful new diamond with the hashtag engaged, happy, and my love. So I'm just imagining Vicki Gunvalson pulling a Brittany Cartwright, going to like an open air balcony screaming, "I'm engaged!" I can just truly see it now. So it was a really nice and simple proposal. He made a romantic meal at the house, then popped the question on Monday night. So I'm really happy for her. She looks so genuinely happy in this picture, and her face looks gorgeous. We all know Vicki is like queen of like, you know, facial reconstruction vibe, but she looked really beautiful. She looked super happy, so I'm really glad for them. You know, this secures an orange for the current season. They're filming right now, so part of me thinks that they're gonna film like an engagement party, maybe as the season ender episode. Who knows? But this will definitely secure her a spot on the show. I wonder who she's in good with right now. I saw a picture that Ryan, her son-in-law, posted with the caption, "It's a celebration," and it was Steve, Brianna, Ryan, and they were all together. Vicki obviously too. So they're clearly on good terms. Hey, I'm happy for Vicki, but there's something about Steve that skeeves me. The way that Kelly Dodd was accusing him of going to the tabloids and talking about her kind of seemed like it was true, and he didn't really deny it. He played dumb, and she's like, "No, it literally said Steve Lodge told Radar Online," or whatever the source was. So he is probably a little bit of a fame whore too, just kind of like Brooks though, but at least Brooks I think can really lay it down in the bedroom. I know it's disgusting and people don't agree with me, but I don't know, I think he could kind of get it. I'm disgusting. Moving on to sadder news, Joe Giudice, the house husband of Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, has an update on his deportation. So apparently Joe's deportation appeal is being delayed after a federal judge ordered it to be postponed. Their eldest daughter of four, Gia, who's currently 18, about to go to college, started a petition on change.org that currently has 75,000 people as of Sunday afternoon. That's what they wanted to get to, so they've met their goal. Maybe this actually could have a positive outcome on his deportation status. I mean, I don't really know how much change.org petition is really going to be able to help him. However, who knows? Back in episode 43, I spoke about how Teresa Giudice was getting dinner with one of Trump's aides, Lynn Patton. She was posting about it on her Instagram, so check back to that episode if you want to hear more on that. But hey, I mean, he's postponed, so he's still in the ICE facility, so hopefully, you know, this could be a good sign for them, but who knows? I think I'd rather be in Italy than an ICE facility, unfortunately, because God knows the U.S. is really screwing people in those facilities right now. I mean, we're going to see all of this be unfolded on the upcoming season of Real Housewives of New Jersey, which they're currently shooting season 10. And actually this week there was scoop that they were filming out on Long Island at a place called Steve Dan's, which is a shoe store in Great Neck, which is a really nice fancy area of Long Island. All ladies were there, and supposedly an insider told Page Six that Margaret Josephs poured a pitcher of water over Danielle Staub's head. Mind you, this is at a shoe store. And then supposedly Staub burnt Joseph's purse with a lit candle. But then another source was saying that there were no objects that were intentionally lit on fire, and quote, "It wasn't clear what vehicle the liquid was thrown from."
So I feel like this is a group of women in their 50s who literally cannot go out in public, like, especially Jersey people. There's always, like, a physical altercation in a restaurant, in a shoe store. It really doesn't matter. Like, glasses are being thrown, water is being thrown, cake is being thrown, tables are being flipped. I feel like in New Jersey, they just, it's like no holds bar, and I really love it. So I was really excited when I saw this. I do think they all need to, like, pick up a copy of Class with the Countess, Luann Dalsep's New York Times bestseller book on manners. I do feel like they probably should re-up about it. Like, I feel like there's a chapter on, you know, not pouring water over someone's head in a shoe store, and then lighting someone's purse with a lit candle. Like, that is just so good. It is so Jersey. I really can't wait. Danielle actually also posted this video of herself on Instagram. I will repost it on the Bravo Happy Hour Instagram, so go check it out there. But it's just, like, herself with, like, a glam shot of her face, and she's doing, like, a frosted lip, which is very, like, Sherry Cartwright from Vanderpump Rules, Brittany's mom, if you guys don't remember. And she has, like, these heavy, heavy lashes that look like they're 14 pounds each. And the song Shallow by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga from A Star is Born is playing. So the entire thing, the composition's magnificent. So definitely go to my page, check it out. Tell me what you think in the comments, because she's a true icon and we needed this. It's been a rough week for everybody. And thank you, Danielle. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. I do wonder if Danielle is still dating that Oliver guy. Like, what is she smoking? Like, is it crack? Like, is it meth? I definitely think Danielle has a screw loose, but I cannot wait to see season 10. Probably will come out in the fall sometime, and I can't wait. So staying on the East Coast, the Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes is currently touring with her female-based comedy troupe, which is featuring Sherry Shepherd, Lonnie Love, and a few other female comedians. Over the past weekend, they were playing in Maryland, and supposedly NeNe was an hour late and said she was stumbling and totally disoriented during her set. She brought up a first comedian on stage and called Janelle James just James, which is an incorrect name. She then stated that she met her a few times prior, and it was just an honest mistake that she forgot her name, but okay. NeNe said that the venue was deciding to start the show late, yet other sources are saying the show was actually delayed because they were trying to get NeNe to pull herself together. So, you know, this is also kind of all coming after NeNe's been getting railroaded on the reunions. I think NeNe's probably never been in a situation where the fans aren't into her. I feel like it's very rare for NeNe to be on the butt end of viewers' jokes and viewers' criticism. So I think after her behavior towards Portia and Cynthia and Kenya this past season, I think people are really over NeNe, and I think NeNe is starting to unravel a little bit. Also, you know, she's going through a lot with Greg. Like, having a husband with cancer is no easy feat. And, you know, she's probably just kind of cracking. You know, Portia's new show starts this Sunday, so who's also going to be watching that? Like, go onto Instagram and let me know if we're watching that. Should we even talk about it? Like, I don't know. There's something about the spinoffs that just make me so bored. I don't want to ever see anybody taken out of the context of an ensemble cast. However, I think Portia has, like, the comedy chops and the timing to be able to actually carry a show on her own. Also, I think NeNe probably has an issue with the fact that Kenya's coming back next season. Kenya was one of those housewives who was never afraid of anybody and had no issue spilling the tea and getting down and dirty. And she's willing to go toe-to-toe with NeNe. I think she's scared because Kenya right now is in such a great place with her life, and NeNe's, you know, not really in the best place. So I think Kenya coming on is really making her shake in her boots a little bit. But they're actually going to start filming the show for season 12. So, you know, get ready, NeNe. I can't wait to watch this all kind of unravel. But let's just get to the crux of what everybody is talking about this week in Bravo news. Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules and fiance Randall Emmett have been fighting on Instagram with 50 Cent. So if you guys are obviously Bravo fans, you've been seeing 7,000 memes all over the internet of this epic fight. So a little backstory, Lala and Randall got engaged back in September of 2018. Randall's a super successful producer in Hollywood and has actually cast Lala in many of his productions in a very creepy kind of casting couch way, like a not cute, like safe casting couch way. So there was a scene on Vanderpump Rules that 50 Cent actually ended up posting on his Instagram. And just a little context, 50 Cent is on a show called Power that Randall is an executive producer for. So that's kind of how they are connected. So 50 Cent ended up posting a video on Instagram with the scene where Lala and Stassi are talking in the hairdressers, and they were talking about how, you know, how Lala and Randall met, and how after the audition that they met on, they ended up going out. She fucked him on the first night, and the next day she got a Range Rover. And then from there, they've just been history. So 50 Cent writes the caption, 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Hoes are winning. Do you want a Range Rover? Yes, bitch, yes. Then just run out and suck a dick. LOL, shake my head. So, okay, so 50 Cent is starting this. So I guess he maybe have been watching an episode of Vanderpump Rules and saw this, which that's amazing that 50 Cent is a VPR head because, same. Lala then commented on the picture saying, she swears she's a thug from the south side of Jamaica, Queens, and she's up in here watching some Bravo. Someone has forgotten where they came from. Coming for me on the gram, I smell fish coming from 50's direction. So one, she's saying, calling him a she, which I guess is because rumors have always swirled that 50 Cent likes to dress up like a woman and get fucked, whatever. You know, I don't care what you do behind closed doors. And then she's claiming, you know, she claims she's a thug from the south side of Jamaica. Like, 50 Cent is notoriously an actual thug who's been shot, like, literally over 20 times. So coming from Lala Kent, who's from, like, Mormon, Utah, you know, who also says she's the reincarnated version of Tupac, and she says you're gonna get popped, you know, appropriating African-American culture when it's convenient for her. So she then ends up saying, I got the strap, which implies she's gonna bring the gun. All of this is hysterical. You know, Lala, shut up. You're literally talking to 50 Cent. Oh my God. So then 50 Cent obviously started getting pissed off, and he started posting conversations of his text conversations with Randall. Randall ended up texting him, quote, I'm sorry again. I really am. I'm sorry, Fofty. I'm heading to emergency room. I'm not doing well. Please don't text me anymore. I'm sorry for everything. This is too much for me. I'm so hurt and not feeling well. Now my ex is fucking with me after your post. This is very bad for me on all levels. Going to the ER to make sure I'm not having a heart attack. Please, 50, no more. Jesus Christ, he's such a fucking loser. 50 then responds with, get the fuck out of here, Randall. You told your girl to say that bullshit because we had a dinner when we were talking about directing. You fucking loser. Did you tell her you owe me $1 million over 6 years? Keep playing with me and get your fucking head cracked in front of everybody. Posts another set of text messages where Randall says, she's my fiance. I asked you to be my wedding last week. I'm sorry. 50 Cent responds with, fuck that. I told you I wasn't with you. What the fuck would you want me in your wedding for? Like, I ain't got shit else to do. Get the fuck out of here. Which is, like, now truly my response to anybody asking me for plans. 50 Cent continues to say, you took my kindness for weakness. Now I'm going to show you what I've been trying not to do to you dumb motherfuckers. I'm so sorry. I said, I'm sorry, Fofty. I apologize. So one, he keeps calling him Fofty, F-O-F-T-Y, which is so funny. I said, I'm sorry, Fofty. I apologize. So this is hysterical. He's been posting all of these memes with 50 Cent now. It's just the gift that keeps on giving. Like, who knew this weekend was going to be so good? Then 50 Cent ended up posting a picture of Randall, I guess when he was in the hospital previously, where he has, like, all of these, like, patches assigned, like, attached to his chest with these wires hanging out. And he wrote, caption, you're not gonna die before Monday. Go ahead, knock yourself out, LOL. So do we really think that Randall is gonna get this $1 million to 50 Cent by Monday? Supposedly he gave $250,000 to him already, but hey, that's $750,000 that he needs to find. 50 Cent told him if he can't find a way to get the money, that he could just send his Rolls Royce over to New York so 50 can take that. I'm living for this, you guys. Randall's ex ended up responding on Instagram. Someone posted on her picture, did you see 50 Cent's post today? And she said, yes, 50 Cent said it best, hoes are winning. I guess if that's what you call it, Randy got what he wanted. So that's very interesting. Hey, this is truly so good. Chrissy Teigen is talking about it. Jax was tweeting about how, you know, Randall just needs prayers right now as he goes to the ER to, like, hopefully, like, get better. But I'm so glad I had this all weekend to think about, to talk about, and it's so good. And obviously Thursday's episode, there will probably be updates, so be sure to tune in every Monday, every Thursday for your little dose of Bravo-related news. Thank you again so much for listening, and if you're really liking the show, feel free to just leave an awesome review. It's super nice, super easy, and free to do, and super helpful for me, and I would really appreciate it. Alrighty, bye! Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV,
feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.